Hachette Audio presents The First 15 Lives of Harry August. Written by Claire North. Read by Peter Kenny.
Introduction. I am writing this for you, my enemy, my friend. You know already. You must know. You have lost. Chapter 1. The second cataclysm began in my 11th life, in 1996. I was dying my usual death, slipping away in a warm morphine haze, which she interrupted like an ice cube down my spine. She was 7, I was 78. She had straight blonde hair worn in a long pigtail down her back. I had bright white hair, or at least the remnants of the same. I wore a hospital gown, designed for sterile humility. She, bright blue school uniform and a felt cap. She perched on the side of my bed, her feet dangling off it, and peered into my eyes. She examined the heart monitor plugged into my chest, observed where I'd disconnected the alarm, felt for my pulse, and said, "I nearly missed you, Dr. August." Her German was Berlin High, but she could have addressed me in any language of the world and still passed for respectable. She scratched at the back of her left leg, where her white knee-length socks had begun to itch from the rain outside. While scratching, she said, "I need to send a message back through time, if time can be said to be important here. As you're conveniently dying, I ask you to..."